We're in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Let us just start in the middle what's Negeya to the Hemshech of the Gemara. Rab Nechemya Oymer Mishum Oviv Af HaOyer. Rab Nechemya said that Erev Shabbos when Hashmosus was created the Oyer VaHaperet, and the Rashi says HaPeret Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. That's why this was created Erev Shabbos. As far as Emes Tainis, he doesn't understand this, because this is not called Chodosh. The Minim were here already, and they just put them together. Tachsimah, the Svasemis wants to tain it that the Chiddush was that from these two Minim, they could, you can create a third Min. That was Nischadosh. But not that that this Min alone was created Bein Hashmoshes. Rabbi Yashi Omer Mishim Oviv Afa Ayil Vashomir Rabbi Yudo Imer Afa Tzvas. That tongues were created Erev Shabbos. Hu Oyo Imer Tzavso B'Tzavso Misavdo. In order to make tongues, you need a tongue to hold it. B'Tzavso K'maise Man Ovid Ho. So it's a vadai that this was the first one. Other mafoshim say it's lavdaf ketangs. Anything that it is impossible to start without having the previous akdomas, this was created. Tzavsa, Rashi says, Achenasis till it's made. The tzavsa kamaisa man of the who made the first tzvas. Haloi beemes al kolchach ber yebidei shemayim. So kolchach, this was created bidei shemayim. And the Gemara shlugs it up. Amalei efshe yasenu betfus vikvenu kivin. Haloi ber yebidei odami. So he answered him, no, it's shayach to make tongues without, to a different oifen. Yasenu bitfus, ayidei tzike, you can melt, you can make a mold and you can pour it into the mold. Mashayayit kimkli kasev li nechayishis. Bikvienu kiven kulo ke'echod mayel. Al koponim, we have a kasha. We had learned before that the reason that we make Beirim Eireish Meitzoi Shabbos, because the oil was created Meitzoi Shabbos. And here it says it was created Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes. So the Gemara Loikash. Ha Ba'er Didot, the Eish that we have, that was created Meitzoi Shabbos. Ha Ba'er De Gehenim. And in the Eir of Gehenim, that's a different age, that was created by Nashmoshes. Eir didon b'meitzoi Shabbos, Eir de Gehenim b'erev Shabbos. Frag the Gemara v'Eir de Gehenim b'erev Shabbos Ivri. The Eir of Gehenim was created erev Shabbos, v'sanya we learned, Shiva dvorim nivru koidem shenivra ha'ilam. There are seven things that were created before the Briyas Olam, the Elohim, Torah, Utshuva. Perhaps the reason that Torah was before the Briyas Olam is brought down from the Zeir HaKodesh, Istakukut Shebericho B'Yeraise U'Bora Alme, that the whole blueprint of the world is in the Torah. So before we have an Olam, it's not shaykh to have an oilam without Torah. Agavulche the Goin says that in the Torah it is written what will occur and what occurred with every nivra, with every tzaymeyach, with every doimim. So it is written in the Torah ba'ariches proteim uprotei proteim. And that is because of this reason, because there's nothing more in the Olam that isn't the blueprint. If the blueprint of the Olam is the Torah, so whatever is in the Olam is already written in the Torah. So koponim could be that is why the Torah had to be written before Briyas Olam. Utshuva, what is the reason why the tshuva have to come before Briyas HaOlam? So the Tzlach wants to say that the world was created, that it is affected very much by Maisei HaOdam. The Olamis HaOlyonis, the Midas HaOlyonis are very much affected to what a person does. The Chaim V'loshna says, that Merumis in the Mishnah, Da Ma Lamaila Mimach. Whatever happens, Lamaila is Mimach. A person is Bekoyach to be Moisef Kedusha, to be Moisef Oyer, and Chas V'Sholom Behepach, he can be Goyrim, destruction and Kilkel, and the Olamis HaOlyonis. So before the world was created, it was necessary, there was the Inyan of Tshuva was first. So the Inyan of Tshuva was that the world was created in such a way that every kilkel upgam that could come about in the Bria could be niskan al yedei Tshuva. So memela, before the Bria sa'olam, this midah of Tshuva was created, that the kilkulim which can later occur will not be kilkulim which are can never be fixed, never be rectified. No, that the midah of tshuva was created before, that every kilkulim can be rectified. The Gan Eden, the Gehenim, the Kisei Yaakovit, the Beis Hamikdash, the Shmoi Shom Moshiach. Beis HaMikdash, the Ben Yoyada says that, see, that we'll learn later, we'll learn from Paul, the Mokim HaMikdash, that the Mokim HaMikdash should be able to be Soivul Hashroas Hashchine, that the Mokim HaMikdash should not be governed by Hagbolis, like it says in the Mishnah, that miyet marzik as a merube oim dim tzvufim mishtachvim revochim, that the oren ekruvim oim dim benes, that there should be such a mokim in the Bria that is not governed bechlal by ilchus hateva. So that was also created before the world was created. This koyach ruchni was created before. Ushmoi shal Moshiach. The Ben Yoyada says that the oisius of a person's name, these are the tzinoiris, these are the pipes through which his shefa goes through. So the shefa, the hashpo that Mashiach will need, Shmoi Shal Mashiach, that means that already was created before Bria Soilo. Now the Gemara brings Rayas. Teire d'chsi v'ashem konani reishis darkoi. This is reishis darkoi before any other derech, before the Briyas HaOlam, is reishis darkoi. Tshuva d'chsi v'beterem horim yilodu, d'chsi v'toshev enei shadako. V'tei mashuva b'nei odam. The midah of tshuva was beterem. Gan Eden d'chsi v'ayita Hashem alekin gan be'edem mikedem. Before everything. Gehenim d'chsiv ki oruch me'esmul tofte. That is going on Gehenim. That it already was prepared from before. Kisei ha'kovid ha'beis ha'migdosh d'chsiv kisei kovid morim me'rishayn. Mekoy migdoshenu. Shmoy shal Moshiach d'chsiv yihi shmoy li'oylam lifnei shemesh, before the bris ha'shemesh yinoin shmoy. Yinoin is a lashon sroret. Al Kaponim, let us get back to the Kasha. We had said that Gehenim, the Oir Shal Gehenim, was created Bein Hashmoshes, and here it says that the Gehenim was before Bria Soilo. And for the Gemara, Chalola hu de Nivra Koidim Shenivra Oilo, the Cholo, the area of Gehenim that was created before Bria Soilo. The Oir Didei, but the Eishal Gehenim Be'erev Shabbos. Reg the Gemara ba'er di day be'erev Shabbos ivri. The Eish of Gehenna was created erev Shabbos. Vosanya Rabbi Yosi oimer oir shebora kodesh baruch hu b'sheini b'Shabbos ein loy kviya loylo. The Eish that was created the second day of the Sheshi Shemei Bereshis, Ein Lo Kviya Le'olam, Shenema V'yotzu V'ro B'Pigrei Hanoshim HaPoishim Bi Kisei Latom Lo Yisomus V'Isham Lo Yisichbe. Seilatam Leisomus is going on the Gufim, and the Isham Leisichba is going on the Einshei Neshama of Gehenim. Balkoponim, and this is going on, this is the age that was created the second day of the Bria. Va'omar Rabbi Bino Bereid Rabulam, Ibnei Ma'aloi Nema Ki Toiv V'Sheini, V'Shabes, Ibnei Shenivra Boi Eirish Al Gehenim. Because the Eirish Al Gehenim was created B'Sheini B'Shabes, that's why it doesn't say Ki Toiv. Omer Rabbi Loza, Afa Pishloi Nema Boi Ki Toiv, Choza V'Kololoi B'Shishi, Shenema V'Yar Elokim Es Kol Asher Osa V'Hinei Toiv Ma'oid. The Inyan of Yoyim HaShishi, the Marshal seems to say, because after the Chet of Odom HaRishon, in this Seder, that there was already Chet in the Bria, and Ilv of Toiv V'Ras, and Memele, after that, then one could see the Toiv of the Gehenim. I mean, before Chet, before anything, Efshezet Vadoch Nish the Toiv, but after, that means, after we see the Ries HaKilkul, then we could appreciate then we see the Toiv of the Tikkun of Gehenim. Avokoponim, it seems that the Oyer Shal Gehenim was created Yom Sheini. So we're back to the Kashem. Elo Chalolo Koidim Shenivroil. So the Gemara says, Balgabi Gehenim, the area of Gehenim was created Koidim Briyas Oilam. V'Oyer Didei, the Oyer Shal Gehenim, B'Sheini B'Shabbos. So we're stuck with the Baraisa. The Baraisa says that the oil was created by Nashmosh Shal Erev Shabbos. The oil didon b'machshava olo liboreis b'erev Shabbos. The machshava was it should be created Erev Shabbos by Nashmosh v'loi nivra ad meitzoi Shabbos. The Lekuti Bosa Lekuti brings from the Baal Eine Yitzchok. What is Pshat? So he says, Pshat is that the Inyan of the Bria Sa'or on this world was Lahasir HaChoshech. The Rabbeinu Shloilam had held that HaKaponim, we have to understand that the Medrash Tachsomer says that Lamaise, the first time Adam HaRishon witnessed Choshech was Meitzoi Shabbos. The Mai said the sun did not go down Shabbos. The sun was for 36 hours. Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, and Yom Shabbos. The sun did not go down. The reason for this was that, Al-Kaponim, that Adam HaRishon, the Tshuva, the Yom HaShabbos was a Melech, also for Adam HaRishon, so did not become Choshech Shabbos. It was no Chashve Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos was the first time that Adam HaRishon was exposed to Choshech and getracht, oy vey, shtel zich vor. A welt von Choshech. We think about a blackout. It's going to a welt von Choshech. So Lamaise, so then he had the Chochme how to create Eish. But Al Koponim, this was Nishadish, this Schus, that the Choshech first came, Meitzoi Shabbos, came about with the Tshuva of Adam HaRishon. So Lamais is Azai. Before the Tshuva is all of a Machshava Liborois Bein HaShmoshes. Okay? Because Al Pi Cheshbin, it was supposed to be dark now. So if it's supposed to be dark, is Memelus of Usvat Adam HaRishon Hobn HaFinster Welt. So it's all of a Machshava Liborois Erev Shabbos. Lemaise, the tshuva of Adam HaRishon made it that then there was no necessity for oil because the sun did not go down. So that's why. So that's the Bein HaShmoshes and Meitzoi Shabbos. It was all about Marshava Bein HaShmoshes and Lemaise it was created Meitzoi Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos Nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'odom HaRishin Me'ein Dugme Shal Maila. This is Be'emesin HaKoyach HaBriye that was given to Odom HaRishin how to create fire. Ve'evishnei Avonim V'tochnam Zu B'Zu. And to understand that this friction could bring about flames, v'yotzemem oil. V'hevi shtei behemes, v'hilkim zu bezu, v'yotzemehem peret. That was his avoida meitzoi Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Reishis darkoi koidem l'shadroch. Vahod amrina la'el aksav be'erev Shabbos. We learned that the Ksav was first created Erev Shabbos. That's b'ksovim shaluchais. Zu oise ksuve mitchile be'eish shechayra al gabi levona. Beterem horim yilodu borosa midash tshuva. Toshev enish adaka ad yidoke levovoi lefonecha. Mikedem mugdem le'oilo. Me'esmu koidem le'oilo. So we had Tofte. So Rashi says, why is Gehenem called Tofte? She'kol ha'mispate be'yitzroi noifel shom. Morim erishin, morim hu ba'arvois. That's where the Kisei HaKovid is. Merishin mikoidem le'oilo. Chayim mekoy mikdashenu nivro merishin. Chalolach chalal shal gehenem koidem b'riyas oilom b'tirutzu. Hein lo ikvi oilomi shu oil shal gehenem. Chaza v'kololoi l'kreis oitoiv lefi sharishoim nidainem boi. So that's l'toivosom. Elo vada yoyer de gehenem nivro b'sheini b'shabes. Vodis anyel el oil b'erev shabes. Pa'oir didon. That's speaking about Ari. Udis anya bereish meitzoi Shabbos leitikshe. Kam b'marshove, kam b'yitzire. Be'erev Shabbos ole b'marshove li boris. V'lei nivra ad meitzoi Shabbos. V'toch an toch v'hiko v'shivshev zu bezu. So we had just learned before that meitzoi Shabbos, the peret came out through the hakove of Odom HaRishon. Aben Shimon ben Gamliel Oima Pered Bimei Ano Hoyo. This was much later. Shenema Hu Ano Asher Motzo Es Hayemim Bamidbo. Der Shechemures Hoyo Oimrim. An Apostle Hoyo. Ano himself was an apostle. He was a mamzer. The fikach hevi psul yoylam. He was the one that was machadish the yamim. That's the peret. Shenema, how do we know that Anna was apostle? Because the pasuk says, Eile b'nei seyer hachayri. And it says, Sivoin va'ano. So it comes out that Anna was the son of Seyer. Chsiv Eile in Tzivain was his brother. Chsiv Eile b'nei Tzivain va'aye va'ano. That Ano was the son of Tzivain. So here he was his brother, and that here he is his son. Ela melameit shebo Tzivain al imoy. His brother was bo al imoy va'hoyled mimena Ano. So it's possible it can be a brother and a son. Maybe there were two people that were called Ana. One was B'nai Seir and one was B'nai Tzivai. Omarove Amine Milse de Shava Malka Loi Omro. I'll tell you something so good that the Filu Shava Malka, someone who's equivalent to Shava Malka, we'll see what the Mail of Shava Malka was in Rashi. Umane Shmuel. Iked Amri Amarapapa Amine Milse de Shava Malka Loi Omro Mone Rove. That Omakra hu ano demi kore. He's the ano that we, the same ano. Let us see Rashi. Der shei chamurais mikrois stumim. Posol hoyo. Sheochiv meimoi. Hoyo ovid. Kedem aforish. Shebo tzivoin al imoi vahoylet. Yeah. Eile b'nei seya, b'tzivin v'ana alma achay havo. Siv eile b'nei tzivoin v'ay v'ana alma b'nei hoya. Shmuel kori leiro v'shova malka mishm d'boki hoya b'dinim, v'ilchese kibose b'dini k'din ha-yoytze mipi ha-melech shemizkayim. Shavu Melech Palsim Hoye B'Meilove. So Memele, he was like the authority. So Memele, so he said, he says, this Droshe passed Farem. Let us see Taisus. Eile B'nei Seyer Achoyri, Melamed Shebo Tzivoin Al Imoy. Taimer, the B'yesh Neuchlem Muchach Mahaikro, he says, the Gemara asked Astira. Here it says that he was B'nai, he was B'nai Seir Achayri, and then he says that there was Ben Tzivay. Taima, Faktois is to be Yashnoich Lemuchach Mahaikra, the B'nai Bonim Kebonim. Fakert, he was B'nai Seir, he was Seir Zaneinikol. So it's very good. So why do you have to make him a mamza? He was B'nai Seir, the Gemara says B'nai Bonim, Arayim Kebonim. And then it was Ben Tzivay. So everything stems. We came in Nolan Shavuali. For Oidloi Matsinu Bechola Teireshi Yikoru Leben Ishtai Benoi. Okay, it doesn't make any sense either. What is Shat in the Gemara in Yeshneichlem? The Gemara in Yeshneichlem says that Anna was an Einikel of Seya. How could Anna be an Einikel of Seya if what does Agamara say? Agamara says that, Agamara understands it that Seir's wife had Anna. So that's not an Enikel love of Seir. That's a son of his wife. It's a son of his son, but it's not his Enikel. It's not his Enikel. Sheikoru leben ishtoi bnoi. No, I'm sorry, the kash is not on ben a ben. Leidle metzinu b'chola teire, sheikoru leben ishtoi bnoi. The Gemara says, here it says it's bnoi. This is low enough, forget what, without the Gemara in Yeshneichlin. Sheikoru leben ishtoi bnoi, v'hocha amad ochi koru le bnoi, l'pishanoi led me ishtoi. The Moses says, why is he called Benoi? He was really not his son. He's called Benoi Levishanel Meishtai. So Lechayr, that doesn't make him Benoi. That's Ben Ishtai. That's not Benoi. The Yeshloim Esotaisis is Miyasha both Gemalas. The Kori Le Benoi Levishahoya Ben Benoi. Why is he called Benoi? Because he's not a Ben Benoi. Could him read him Yeshnoichlo. Oh, it died. So Memelus is Taka Ben Benoi. Aye, if it's Ben Benoi, so what's the right? He was apostle. Och, Hidayik Shebo Alimoim. Here the Gemara's Medayik that Bo Alimoim Midalik Siv Ayo. Why doesn't it mention Ayo? Ayo was the son of Tzivoi. Now it says, Eile B'nei Seir Achoyri V'Tzivoin V'Ano. So how do we learn Poshim Shat? Tzivoin was his son. Va'ana was his einikel. That's what the Gemara says in Yesh Neichlem, B'nei Bonim Arayim Kebonim. He had another einikel, Ayo. So where's Ayo? Like, Siva la'ana l'chudesh, ma'ami no, l'fisho yanami ben ishtei shol seya, kosveikro hochim shah b'nei seya. So the Pasuk isn't interested in speaking about einikelach. If you want to recognize the einikelach, speak about Ayo also. So Koch, the Pasuk isn't interested in speaking about Einikol. The Pasuk is speaking about sons. So the Torah mentioned this Einikol because this Einikol is similar to his sons because they were all Ben Ishtoi. So in that vein, so that's why it comes in this Pasuk. Because we're speaking about Bnei Ishtoi, but it's called Bnei Al-Falach of Bnei Bonim Arein Kebot. Tanu Rabona, Asara Dvorim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Ve'elo Hein Be'er, Umon, Ve'keshes, Aksav, Ve'amichtov, והלוכה איז קברי של מוישה ומאורש שעומד בו מוישה ואליהו. זה בסדר מיודיק את תשובס הרדבז. The Tshuvas HaRadbah says that the same Ma'oro, the Nikras HaTzur, which was by Moshe Rabbeinu, so the same Mokim, V'chein B'liyol V'yelech At Har Alakim Choyre V'yovi Shomar L'Ma'oro V'yol Unshon, he went to this same Ma'oro. What was the purpose of going to this Ma'oro? So the Radbaz is Mevayer that the Rabbi Nishleim was Mishtadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech Yosher on Klal Yisrael. Whenever there was a problem, Cheinino Misifrucha Asher Kosafto, there's a Meiridike Ramban. Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, take me out of the Sefer HaChaim and I'll be Soivel their Onshim. That they shouldn't have Onshim. Or the Sfuna says Pshat that Mais Chuyi should go for them, that they should be Zeichet Eslichet. That was Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the Mespalo for Klal Yisrael. Elio was Mekatrik, Kanoi Kinesi. So the Rabbaz brings down that the Rabbi Yisrael Metainis was Keseder HaKanoi, and Shittim you were Kanoi, and now you are Kanoi. The Rabbi Yisrael didn't want this Kanoi. The Rabbi Yisrael wanted he should be Mespalo for Klal Yisrael, L'Teivosam. The Meiridik Midrash that Rambam brings down that it says Yonovi Tainet as Mizbechecha Horosu. So the Boishom Tainet was it your Mizbeches? So he said as Leviyecha Horogu. So Leo Tainet, so the Boishom Tainet, but you're alive. So Leo Tainet, but he wanted to kill me also. Also, the Boishom was Gavot for Emperor and Klal Yisrael. Elio was Mekatrik weiter. He was Mekatrik weiter. And, so therefore he took him into this Nikras HaTzur, this Mokim, where the Rebbein Shalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Shloishas Remidis Shel Rachmim, to be Moshe Rachmim at Klal Yisrael. The Efshad Ovet itself, and that's why he schlepped him over here, though he should be Moshe Rachmim at Klal Yisrael. And then he didn't want to do it. So therefore the Rebbein Shalom said that, he has to leave this world. Because if he's Mekatrig and Klal Yisrael, that's why later it says that Elio Novi was Mekabel Taket to be a Melech Yosher and Klal Yisrael, that's why he comes to each Bris. He tainted that there's Bris Chazovu, that they have lost the Bris, that's why he comes to each Bris and he's made as the Kerd Yidin Halten the Bris. And then, Baal Kaponim, that was the Tzilradba says, that was the Indian that they both went to the same Ma'ora. This was the Ma'ore of the Yesod of Rachman, the Shloishes Remidus Shel Rachman. This Ma'ore. Psiches Pihaosim, Psiches Pihaoretz, Libloyes HaRishoyim, Yesh Oymrim Af Makole Shel Aron, Shkeideo, Procheo, this Koyach Ruchni, that Amako should be able to have Shkeidim of Rochim. Yesh Oymrim Af HaMazikim, Yesh Oymrim Af Bigdoy Shel Odom HaRishon. Tana Rabon, Shiva Dvorim Mechusim Mibnei Odom. The Big Dishon Odom, Rishon, let's see what Rashi says, Shoy Yuchakuk is by Kol Minchaya Beheime, Vuhunim Sale Nimroid. Okay, Yoimer, Ke Nimroid Gibor Tzayir. Care to those, the one who bought his baggage, so the Balechayim were Kofofloy. Base of Holgoy, Venotla, Levikachoya Ish Tzayir. Bein shekosu ben achmudai shiita bebayt. Ani shemati bedodim shlodo marishim ane kosnus oir shaho yoloi. Reishu meidim kosnus oir. Tana rabo. Shiva dvorim mechutzim mibnei odom. Eilu hein yoyim hamise. Atzim the Marsha says, yoyim hamise, so a person should do shuv yoyim echot, Mibnei Misoscha, so Mameli should do tshuva. So yes, he doesn't know what the Yom HaMis is. The Yom HaNechome. What's Yom HaNechome? Shal Kol Odom. Mosa Yisnachem Midagosai. Person finds himself in a bitter matter. He does not know when the Yeshua will come. Ben Yayoda says, why is this Mechusim Ibn Yayoda? So he says, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when he's Moided Yesurim, so everything is Oiskim Ostin, how much Tzar, how much Agmas Nefesh a person is supposed to have. So let us say, if the Nechama will come soon, so Memele, the Tzar that he has now, is much smaller, much more better. And I stop the Kikoyvi Shilasi Lovoi. And the Rabbi Shalom wants he should have this Tzar. For 5 days he wants he should have this Tzar. He should come after 5 days. But these 5 days he wants to have the Tzar. So that's why it's Mechusa. Le'idach Gise, if the Chama will come much, much later, so if he would know how long he has to wait, so it would be unbearable to be sable to Tzar. Like this, a person always hopes that he's hoping that the Yeshua will come soon. So therefore, the Yom Nechama is Mechusa Mibnei Yodah. Va'oimek Hadid. Batz va'oimek Hadid. Oroiv Toyim Boiz, Dr. Rashi. So the Ben Yodah says, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, that means we're speaking about the Din of Dayonim. Dayonim have Bali Dinim, they have Edis, and they only see the superficial, or they hear the superficial Tviyas and Hagodis about the Oimek Hadin, what the Ramois of the Edim of the Bali Dinim, that's Mechusim Ibn Yodah, Horeiv Toyim Boi. Inami Oimek Hadin Ha'osid. The Oimek Hadin Ha'osid was from Ratmonin. He wants to say, the Ben Yayoda wants to say, it's a different pshat, Oimek Hadin, that in the Yisurim that a person receives, so the toiv of the Yisurim is tomum in the Oimek Hadin. That means the toiv of the din, what good will come out from the din, that's Mechusim Ibn Yodah. So he says something very interesting. He said, the din is spelled Dalet Yud Nun. Now in Dalet Yud Nun, if you'll spell out Dalet, so it's Dalet Lamet Sof. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Nun is Nun Vav Nun. He says, if you'll take the ois yois, achroines of each ois, so we have a nun vav, lamed dalet vav sof, neilodois. So he says, that's which will come out, the peiris of the din. That's the midin nesivis says, pshat, oit chok yani soni vatihili lishua, it's a double haidor, sayan the ini and sayan the yeshua. So the teilode that comes out from the din, that oimek hadin, that's mechusa ibn yodah. Ve'ein adam yedeya ma b'libo yishol chaveiroi. Ustutzach bayena. Ein adam yedeya b'amem mistake. A person does not know with which ishtadlis will be able to get panosa. Dependent on telling the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's no guarantee that this panosa will bring, this ishtadlis will bring panosa. Umalchus beis David mosai tachzer, umalchus chayeves mosai tichle. Tana rabot, gimel dvorim olu b'machshova liboris. Ve'im loy olu dinu sheyalu. Al hamei sheyasriach, al hamei sheyishtakach min alev, al hatvue shetirokev. Yeshaimim al hamadbeye sheyeitze. Zot Rashi. Olu b'malchus chayeves roimi, shekosu bo gvul risho, v'risho hayne chayeves. Olu b'machshove v'niskaimu, this taki became, v'im loy olu dinu shiyal, v'im loy kein loy odom miskaim. A person would not be able to continue existing. One hamei sheyasriach, zogt Rashi she'im loy kein, if there wouldn't be the silchim, hakroivim hoyu matznien oisin, oisoi veroyin es tzaron tomid lifneim. So in order to take away this pain and anguish, so the Rebbein Shlom made the mace came in the Shabbat Fazir. Then Balamesha Yishtakach Min Aleif, the Zikorim that a person has, there's a bracha of Shikre. Balatvuish Atiroka of Shim Leikain, or Yibalibatim Ma'atzrin Oysa Mevim Ra'ovain Lo'ilom. That means if they could hold Tvua forever, so Fakir they would hold it and then sell it for very expensive. Would be very expensive. That's why they have to, there's an Indian of recovering that they also have an interest to get rid of it. So then business is a little different. Then we have on the side Asvo Machem al Madbei Sheyeitze Dimlei Kebe Meo Yoniim Isparnasim Shein Lamavoides Sode Vecherem. Now there's such a musik that there should be currency in Madbeis. That means this Indian, that a malchus should give out currency and people should be willing to accept the currency, is that was also that was oluba machshove that the malchus should be maskim for such an anhoge. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Mokim shenogu lasis malocha betisha bov oise. Mokim shenogu shaloi lasis malocha ein oise. Ubachol mokim, that means a filu a place where the minig is that oisin, tamide chachomim betailim. Abshimim gamliel oime loilim yasodam atzme talmud chachim, another alocha. That means if it's a mokim shenogu, one should not be afraid that if he won't do malach, it's merzik yure. He's making himself as if he is a Talmud Chochem. No, kol odom loilom yasa odom atzmei Talmud Chochem. Bechol mokim bein nagu ben loy nagu, tamid chomim betelem memlocha eisei hayoim. Aben Shimon v'lem rinim merzik yure v'im rotzor libotol rashoit. Omar Shmu, ein tainis tzibo bebovo, elotishebov bilvat. So Shmuel said, what is Hirashi? Ein taina siba bebovel, hoyul means richen lekshomim. He says, the choymer of a taina siba was by a taina kshom. His hoyul ve ein richen lekshomim, bovel never has this problem. In goizre maldova achev, there's another problem, which is not as chomor as taina kshomim. Ein choymer tain mesibo noyeg boy lechel mi boy joim, that you should be mafsik mi boy joim, bula yosa be meloche, v'shaar chumrei ho amurim shom. He says, these are the chumres which are mentioned by a tainis kshomim, you mafsik mi boy joim, zosa be meloche, other tainaisim don't have these chumres. So Shmuel said in Bovel, so we don't have tainaisim with the choymer of a tainis sibo, Elo Tisha B'Av Bilvat. But Tisha B'Av has the chumres of what a tiny sibur has, what a tiny kshomim has. So the Gemara said, Lememre de Sovar Shmuel, Tes B'Av Bein Hashmoshi Shaloi Os. So the Gemara held, we'll see soon that by a tiny sibur Bein Hashmoshi is also to eat. So the Melef Shmuel says that the only equivalent to a tiny sibur is Tisha B'Av, so I say Tisha B'Av also, Bein Hashmoshes is also. Frag the Gemara of Omar Shmuel, Tisha B'Av, Bein Hashmoshes, Shaloi Mutter. V'chi Teima Kosovo Shmuel, Kol Tiny Sibur, Bein Hashmoshes, Shaloi Mutter. Maybe you'll tell me that Shmuel holds that by every tiny sibur, Bein Hashmoshes, Shaloi Mutter. For nan oichlin v'shoisim iba'oidyoy. We learned oichlin v'shoisim iba'oidyoy by a tiny sibur. Lemutei mai, lav lemutei bein hashmoshes. So we see klo that a tiny sibur is also bein hashmoshes. Davkim iba'oidyoy. And Shmuel says that what? That ain't tiny sibur bovel al tishabah. Vais the bokabon tishabah is the chayma. Of a tiny sibur, and here Shmuel himself says that Bein Hashmoshes is muta by Tisha B'Av. So it's a Gemara, Loyle Meyutei Meshach Sheikh. Now that what it says in the Mishnah, Oichlem Veshoisim Iba'oid Yoim means Tzvada Yoim. Because Kolzman, I can be Toilet Tzvayim, you're allowed to eat. Till it's Tzvada Laila, then you're not allowed to eat. So Fakert, so Shmuel holds Sai by Tisha B'Av, and Sai by Shalt HaNeisim, Bein HaShmoshe Yisiz Mutter. Zogt Rashi, Bein HaShmoshe Shaloi Oso Ba'achile, ובמלוכה, במחמירן על ספקה, כדמרינם בתיין הסיבו, שמור קומש וטס בהוב כתיין הסיבו. So we see from this Rashi, that Rashi holds that מלוכה is also, the Magen Avraham learns pshat in this Rashi, that מלוכה is also ליל תשעה באב. Because he tines that the Issa מלוכה and Tisha B'Av is Shlo Yasiach Data Me'Avelis. So Me'Mela, since there are Dini Avelis Leil Tisha B'Av, so Me'Mela, so Malach is also Leil Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara held of Ben Hashmoshes is also, so Yosef and Malach also. Iboi Yoyim Lamutei Mai Lav Lamutei Ben Hashmoshes, which is a Sofik, Loi Lamutei Mechshech Sheikh Avadi, Aval Sveike Loi Machmarin. Zek de Gemara weiter, Neima Misayelei, Falkaponim, we just said now, that Emes and Shmuel holds Bein HaShmoshes of Tisha B'Av is Mutter, and Shmuel also holds the Bein HaShmoshes of Ein Sibur is Mutter. Zek de Gemara, Neima Misayelei, Arai Tishmu, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av L'Yoyim HaKippurim. The whole difference between Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur is Sofik. My Sveikai Mutter, Lav Bein HaShmoshes. That's the difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, it's a Sofik Deraisa. So maybe we say Sofik Deraisa Lechumre. So Bein HaShmoshes is also. Tisha B'Av is a Drabonon, so we say Sofik Drabonon Lekula. Zog de Gemara, so see a raya to Shmuel, that Sveika is Mutter. Zog de Gemara, loy, it's no raya. Could be, Bein HaShmoshes is also. Okay, the Omer Rav Shisha, Berei de Rav Idi, Likviya Diyalche. Ochinami, Likviya Diyalche. So what does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say this. Could be, Bein HaShmoshes is also. Aye, the Bereise says that Sveikoi is Mutter. Sveikoi is Mutter by Tisha B'Av. So it doesn't mean the Sveika of Bein HaShmoshes. Means the Sofik of I don't know when Tisha B'Av is. I have a Sofik if it's the ninth day or the tenth day. I don't know what, I don't know if it's Tisha, when it's Tisha B'Av. So Memele, a Sveika de Yoime, so then that is Mutter. Sveike de Yoimer is Mutter, Bein HaShmoshes is Osa. That's what the Gemara wants to say now. Now we have to understand this Gemara. The way the Gemara wants to say now, the Gemara is differentiating between a Sofik Bein HaShmoshes and a Sofik if today is Tisha B'Av or not. If it's today is Tisha B'Av or not, they don't have to fast. If it's Laila or not, it's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, I do have to fast. What's the chilek? It's the same sofik the rabbono. So I saw two mahalchim how to explain this gemara. Chassam Sofer says as follows. Chassam Sofer says, let's say I have a sofik. I don't know is today the eighth day, the ninth day. I don't know what today is. So I have a sofik 2 days. Maybe today is the eighth day. Maybe it's the ninth day. Tomorrow, maybe tomorrow is the ninth day, maybe tomorrow is the tenth day. Zichtach Sam Seifer, so you know what you do? He says, if you're Mesupik, so it's a Sofik Darabonon. Tisha B'Av is a Din of a Darabonon. So it's a Sofik Darabonon. But you know what you do? You fast tomorrow. Zichtach Sam Seifer, Favos, Mamonav Shech. If tomorrow is the ninth day, it's doch good. What, maybe tomorrow is the tenth day? No, if tomorrow is the tenth day, Zichnish Kefalcham, Yechen and Tainer, if you would have been Bizman, this man, when they were kevei, this man times, he would have made it for the tenth time, because Rubi Shal Heichel is nisnaf b'yoyim b'asir. So Memela, so he says, no, boss, we'll get up sign of Rummer, be Machmer, both days. She says, no, since it's at the Rabbonon, so since it's at the Rabbonon, they went Machmer both days. In fact, when you fast one day, you're not doing too bad. You fast the second day, you're not doing too bad. It's either the ninth day or the tenth day. Some I fast, one day of tinyus I have. It's not the most mahuda day, but I have one day of tinyus. So to some say, but by Beinash Moshes, if you're going to eat Beinash Moshes, you won't have anything. That means, if you ate Balayla, so you'll never have in your life a tinyus of Tisha B'Av. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. The Dvar Shmuel brings a different lamdus from the Minchas Chinuch. The Dvar Shmuel says as follows, that why did he hold that Tisha B'Av is, Beinash Moshes is Asa and Sveikid the Yoyim is Mutah? So he says it's a beautiful lamdus. He says Tisha B'Av, even though it's a Rabbonon, but it is not always a Rabbonon. That means if it's not a Shas Hashmad, then all the Taneisim are the Rabbonon. If it's a Shas Hashmad, then the Taneisim are Midivrei Kabbalah. So Midivrei Kabbalah is a Choymer of a Deraisa. He says Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. Kabbalah the Primogodim is a Sofik. The person is mesupik. If he heard a word, or if he didn't hear a word by Mikra Megillah, so he wants to say that by Yoim the Chiv is Medivrei Kabbalah, by Laila the Chiv, Mikra Megillah is only the Rabbonon. So if he's mesupik by Laila, it's Sofik the Rabbonon Lahokal, it's mesupik by Yoim, it's a Sofik Divrei Kabbalah Lachuma. But Al Kaponim, there is such a Cheshbin that by Divrei Kabbalah you say Sveikon Lachuma. So Memele Zokt Minchas Chinuch Hazay, that Beinash Moshes of Tisha B'Av, as I have a Sofik, is it now Tisha B'Av? Is it not Tisha B'Av? It's a Sofik. So Tisha B'Av, since it's a potential Divrei Kabbalah, since it could become now Baruch Hashem, it's not a Shas Hashmad, but it could be Divrei Kabbalah. So my mail is Ruwa Machma, so it's Sofik Tisha B'Av, Sofik the Rabban Allah. Let us see Rashi. Ein bein tes bov liyem akipurim lechatchilakoma. Havo di ovad, if he was over on Tisha B'Av, tu veike, ze koris, ze isa ba'alme, rav shisha lekamo, the kviya di yalcho, laso ish shne yomim ki misafklon im ovru bezdun chodesh ha'ovar iloi. If we misupik, ki misafklon im ovru bezdun chodesh ha'ovar, Bezen was Ma'abar the Chodesh Ava Oloi, so then, by Tisha B'Av we are Machmer, by Beikol and by Yom Kippur we are Machmer. Zok Taisvis. Ein Taine Sibo Bebovel Elo Tisha B'Av. Perish HaKuntris. What's the Chaim of Taine Sibo? Lechom Iboi Gyoim. How could Shmuel say that Tisha B'Av is equivalent to Tainus Sibo, lesser b'malochet? That if I kept, the Tainus Sibo is also b'malochet. Tisha B'Av is telling me in Mekaymet. Shleim b'dahochi kama, ein Tainus Sibo b'Av l'afilu b'mokim, Shalainogu lasis melochem. He says, Afulu, there's such a minig, the minig is only valid by Tisha B'Av. By any other time, there's no such legitimate minig. Ein bein Tisha B'Av liyayim akepur. Chodolei choshev meloche shemuta b'Tisha B'Av b'mokim shenogu. Like the Baraisa says that the whole difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is Sveika. Like the Taisa says another difference. Malache, b'mokim shenagu lasis malache. Then Yom Kippur is also b'malache, and Tisha B'Av is muta b'malache. The Chassam Sofer affects Amir de Kekasha and Taisvis. He says he doesn't understand Taisvis Kash. Why? He says, why is Melocha Osar Yom Kippur? The Lacha is also Yom Kippur al Tadin Yontif Shabbat, not al Tadin Tainus. That means we have like this. For example, Tainus Kshomim is also be Malacha. I mean, Chazal said you're not allowed to do Malacha because of the Tainus. Tisha B'Av is totally meaning Amokim. There's Amokim Shanogu Lazmok, allowed to do Malacha. So we're clearing, so if we will differentiate between a Tainus Tzibur and Tisha B'Av, so we can say, Tainus Tzibur, the din tainus is machayev isa malacha. Tisha B'Av, the din tainus is not machayev isa malacha. But Taisvah says, let us say the same thing when we differentiate between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. That Yom Kippur is also b'malacha and Tisha B'Av is mutar b'malacha. In fact, Sam Sofer, the isa malacha and Yom Kippur is not off the tainus, it's off the yontif. Shabbos Shabbosai. So you can't say, this is the difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av is mutar b'malach, the slosser of the tainus, the tainus only asks us chamish inuyim. The isa malach is also the Yom Tiv Shabbat. Merdike tain an taisus. Akbarim taisus like takash, anir alari, mishim de besayf e masik lalu, she yusu de malachi, gabi ein bein The Sefer speaks about this Nekuda of Malacha, that the Tainus Sibur is also the Malacha and the Tisha B'Av is Mutar B'Malacha. So I mentioned it already. That's why I want to mention it. L'gabi Yom Kippur. Oh, the Leichoshev Tfilas Nile, the Lesser B'Tes B'Av, K'de L'Kamon. And Adosh and Yo'akashe. That means the Din Tainus is Machayev Nile by Kshomim. By the tainus kshomim, there were meisef atzvila of nila. So fakel faktach taisvis. So let us say that Yom Kippur out the din tainus the zachiyev atzvila meisef is of nila. The tainus of Tisha B'Av is not mechayev nila. And for taisvis, shem de bereisa leayichel b'midi disa behefer. Speaking about the things which are mutar and also. Not speaking about chiyuvei tefila. We're not speaking about that. Lav the shori bein hashmoshe is tideh. The Gemara and the Havim we wanted to say that this is the chilek. The chilek between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the chilek is that Yom Kippur sveikoi also bein hashmoshe is also. So with the reis alachom. In Tisha B'Av sveikoi lahokl. That's the raya to Shmuel. Tamalari Amaik Tony, if we're speaking about Bainash Moshes, Amaik Tony Gabi Yoimaki Purim Sveikoi, for Afilu Vada Yoim also. The Taisvish Yoimaki Purim de Raisa. If we're actually so we're speaking about Bainash Moshes, that by Yoimaki Purim Bainash Moshes is also, a Yoimaki Purim Afilu before Bainash Moshes is also. It's Vada Yoim, there's a mitzvah in a Torah. Lehoisef Michael ala Kodesh. I could be speaking about Bainash Moshes. The Tais Vishayim HaKippurim Dereise. The Tiret Noka Tzveike Lashminen, the Beinen, the Betes Bo'ov Afilu Tzveike Mutter. Now he's not talking about Tzveikoi. He wants to say that Tzveikoi is also by Tzveikoi is Mutter by Tisha B'Av. Even though it is also by Yom Kippur. L'kviyo diyach. So what did the Gemara say? No, could be Bainash Moshes is also by Tisha B'Av. Oh, what does the Baraisa say that Tzveikoi is more chomer by Yom Kippurim than by Tisha B'Av? Speaking about kviyo diyach, if I don't know when Yom Kippur is, so I don't know when Yom Kippur is, so the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat. If I don't know when Tisha B'Av is, the halacha is allowed to eat. So now, Tosfos wants to figure out, what is the case, I don't know when Yom Kippur is. Ein leforesh kigoin b'nei bovel, shein yoidim mosai hukva ha-chodesh, be'eretz Yisrael, sho'etzrichim la'asit shem ha-kippurim shnei yomim. So Taisus wanted to say, Taisus ain't lefosh, but let's see what Taisus would want to say. Taisus wanted to say, if you don't know when Yom Kippur is, so it's a sofik deraisa, you have to fast 2 days. So it come out, the people who lived in Bovel, bizman they were mekachim al piyariyah, when they were not informed yet when Yom Kippur was, so it's a suffix, so they don't know when Rosh Hashanah was, so they don't know when Yom Kippur will be. So then mechuyev to fast 2 days. That pshat, Yom Kippur, the suffix of Yom Kippur, you have to fast 2 days. The place is that is not true. The Bnei Bavel never had a fast 2 days. I feel though they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. Why? The Behed Yomar b'Sefer Kama de Rosh Hashanah Shein Oisem Elo Yomech. The Sefer Kama de Rosh Hashanah, it says you only make 1 day. Now, Agosh Yaivitz Muchetzich, where does it say in Sefer Kama de Rosh Hashanah you make 1 day? Baruch Hashem, we have the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says where Tosfos saw it. The Gemara in Sefer Rosh Hashanah says that someone came to bother Yom Kippurim, and he said, "Bosim Tavshile," that they were eating Sudas Yom Kippur, because they held it was Erev Yom Kippur. So there's a mitzvah, the elder was chi, there's a mitzvah to eat, and he told them that the Besen was Mekadosh the Chodesh, today's Yom Kippur. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains that, but it seems the whole bubble, that was a very bad psura. Bal Kaponim, you see the whole bubble ate. They weren't machmer. He told them, you made a mistake, so Tachnish Gelungit. The Gemara says later, Rava was machmer, he used to fast 2 days. Did not fast 2 days. And Be'emison, what's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is a Pasha the Cheshbon. Because Reiv Pa'amim Elul is not Me'uber. So if they did not know when Rosh Chodesh was, they could be Seymach and Reiv. So the Seymach and Reiv, the Elul is not Me'uber, so they know when Rosh Hashanah is, so they know when Yom Kippurim. So therefore, Tosfos says, you cannot say, L'kviya Diyarche means that the Bnei Bavel, Kviya Diyach means that the Bnei Bavel, if they don't know when Rosh Chodesh was, they have to fast 2 days, because it's not true. Sheinais Nele Yoimecha, Elohochi Perusha. What's Pshat Sveikai Osa, in Mistapik Afilu Be'eretz Yisrael, Mosai Hukva HaChodesh, Goyin Shemahalach Be'midbo, Hoy say beis yomim kedin kol sveikes de reise das lina lechom. So tais vis the gemara means a fillo an eretz Yisrael, a person is mahalach b'midbo, and he doesn't know when Yom Kippur is. Is kan sheil aben, and the gosh yaivetz frek, he says he doesn't understand. What's the difference a person is a hoylach b'midbo an eretz Yisrael, or the b'nei bovel? Why they can make 1 day and the Seilach B'Midbar can make 2 days. So the Bikas Avraham says Pshat, and Bemison would seem like this from the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also. The Bnei Bavel, they had one suffix. They had a suffix when Rosh Chodesh was. And this suffix they had a Birur of Roiv. Roiv Pa'omim Elul is not Me'uba. So Me'mela said, I knew. Roiv told them Rosh Chodesh when Rosh Chodesh was. So Me'mela, they had a birr of roiv when Yom Kippur. So they weren't machma, they were saying macham roiv. Here we're speaking about this person who's walking in a midbar. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Umayri ki goin sheyodu miikore." He knew when Rosh Chodesh was. This person had still knew when Rosh Chodesh was. He went in the midbar, and now he lost his sense of time. What today is, he doesn't know. But he knows everything. He knows Rosh Chodesh, how many days there were. The Rosh Chodesh was the 30th day. Whatever Rosh Chodesh was, he knew what Rosh Chodesh was. But now he lost Cheshbon where he's up to. So Memele, so here, but he doesn't have a Roiv. This person doesn't have a Roiv. He doesn't know what today is. So how do doch nicht kein Roiv? So Memele, he has the fast. He has to take, he doesn't have a Birur of Roiv. He lost Cheshbon. So he has to take a fast 2 days. After the Birkas Avraham asks, but Rashi is shared, because Rashi says, ki misafke lon im ovru bezn chodesh ha'ovar iloi. Rashi weiss the chodesh, by this suffix, you also have to hold 2 days. Dus ham doch lachera raya from the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah fakert. Aber kapon von Rashi weiß doch heißt, maybe Rashi learned different pshat. Rashi learned, the Agos Yaivitz wants to say not like Tosfos. Maybe Rashi learned like that. The Gemara says that they did wrong, it seems. They chapped them with a tois. Maybe, I mean, from this Rashi, you would seem that Rashi holds that I feel in such a suffix, in a safke loni, mole bezl chodesh over Eloi, also you have to be machma. Hiksha Rashba, the mashma lekviya diyache, ein chalukim. It would seem, the Baraisa says, the whole difference between Yom Kippurim and Tisha B'Av is lekviya diyache. Aber alle hold beim Schavene, bei Yom Kippurim Tosfosei also betes Baav Tosfosei Mot. This is another Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is there a din Tosfos, you have to hold Tosfos. By Tisha B'Av there's no din Tosfos, by Yom Kippurim there's a din Tosfos. But here it's legally, Mayri Ele Bedvorim De Shaychi Betaynes Atzmai. The Barais is speaking about the Halochis which are negated the Etzim Taynes. Tosfos is Allah Lahisif Michael Allah Kaidish. Not speaking about this. So that's not from the Etzim Tainis. Speaking about the Tainis Atzmai, the whole Chilik is Zesveikai Osa, Zesveikai.